So before I start this, I'll start with our funny story. Last year I was speaking and someone in the front row was asleep. And I said, "Shirley, what can we do to, you know, make sure everyone stays awake?" And I recommended a Nerf gun. This year I got bubbles, but I couldn't get them to work. And, well, at least I got a bubble gun. I also am a big RuPaul's Drag Race fan. And so we're talking about terms and conditions, those small print phrases you see in those contracts. And so I'm taking both of those worlds, putting them together in the next 19, 20 minutes, and I hope to have some fun with y'all. We had a good time putting this together. And with that, that was just to make sure we're going to get this party started right. We also wanted to make sure at my office this presentation was practical, so I put in your binders different clauses that I use, things that have been tried and true, at least for my 20 years of practice. Feel free to use them. You're not going to hurt my feelings. They're definitely there for you. The first slide I have is about the disclaimers. Those disclaimers you see in headers and footers, sometimes in electronic contracts, when you're clicking through, you'll see all those terms. Sometimes they're part of the contract, sometimes they're not, but pay attention to them, and they can also be negotiated away. And I show you the bottom one or highlight that one. I'll do anything to keep a boring topic entertaining. That's my disclaimer. At the beginning of contracts, we identify the parties. I know this might sound elementary, but to me it's so important because more than half the time in my office, I'm asking, who are we dealing with? What entity are they? Did you get the right address? All that stuff comes from our employees, our salespeople, and it needs to come to my office to make sure that contract, which could be litigated by some of y'all later, is done correctly. I also highlight the effective date in a contract. That happens often. Does the contract start on the day we're signing it? Does it have a term that springs later? That's very important, and those things are at the very beginning of contracts that I do. And most of our contracts, just to give you an idea, we're a fiber optic network in Houston, and so we're doing those master service agreements, the service orders. We have online documents. All that stuff gets incorporated into the one document that you'll sign with us. Those recitals. That's at the beginning, you know, all those whereas things that most of us skip. I don't, only because I think that sets forth the idea of what we're doing. Here's what I'm doing. I'm offering those telecom services. You're buying them. We get all that kind of stuff out at the beginning, but it's not just that simple either. We also offer very specific types of services. I put all that in the recitals. The question becomes, is that part of the contract or not? My contract says it is. So if that stuff up there is negotiated, we've signed off on it, that's part of our contract, but typically they're not going to be. Assignment, when I'm dealing with another party, I've done the due diligence with the other party. So this is a really big deal for my office too. And this is what I usually say. I don't agree with it. I don't want to assign my contract to somebody else because I don't always know who they are. I don't know what the relationship is with that other party, and I want to make sure that consent for the other parties is noted, as well as creditworthiness. You know, as a service company, I want to make sure that your company actually can pay the bill, and most of our contracts are multi-year, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have school districts and municipalities at 15 years. Those are big issues. And because it's a big issue, we do have people that say, tough, I want to assign it because my business might change. And so we also will put contract clauses in there that say, here's how you can do it. And the one thing I would add here would be you want to make sure you put in your contract something about consent not being unreasonably withheld. That's always a very important thing. That's something that probably goes in all contracts when assignment becomes an issue. Venue and choice of law. That's another one of those things I think we often skip. The way I typically look at it is I'm a Texas lawyer. I know Texas law. That's about where I stop. But I often see so many other types of laws that go in, like California, I've seen, and my answer to that is just no. I don't know those other laws, and I'm not interested. But I do have people that come and say, no, we want to have a third party or some law that's more neutral. You'll see New York, you'll see Delaware, you'll see some jurisdictions like that. And I have agreed to those, but typically, going back to what type of business my company is, we're a fiber company in and around Houston, seven counties in and around Houston. So we're not going anywhere else. We're not running fiber somewhere else outside of Texas. So it's going to be rare that we're going to agree to something besides Texas. When it comes to venue, this is also very important because, like I just said, we're a company in and around Houston. I want to play in my sandbox in my backyard, and that's Harris County. I generally know in my practice, you know, what Harris County is going to do. I don't know about some other areas of the country. And so we usually stick with Harris County. There's a case here, Monsanto, and I tried to highlight in your slides some cases, you know, shepherdize them for whatever local area you need for your specific issue. But in Monsanto, 2002 Supreme Court case, several causes of action. It was a forum selection clause with incentives and a stock plan. Delaware was the law, and the takeaway there is the parties are free to choose what jurisdiction's law will apply as long as the jurisdiction has a reasonable relationship to the contract and the party's agreement does not thwart or offend public policy of the state that the law, of the state the law of which ought otherwise to apply. So these are enforceable.